Right. We were talking yesterday, had a little meeting after the show. Me and Alan Freya were saying... Oh, as Al's saying, we should... we haven't done something for a long time. We should do it again, and we're going to do it this morning. In fact, we're going to do it now. So wherever you are listening, just listen up for a sec. It's quite good, especially if you listen to the show every day. And we've done this for years. We used to go off and have little brainstorming sessions, but we did what was we called like a lazy brainstorm one day, where we were. It kind of comes from the idea of, and you see this all the time on TV shows and radio shows. They come up with the name of a feature, and then the game they play associated with that feature is not very good. And you can tell they've come up with the name and they think the name's really clever. So they shoehorn the game just so they can play, you know, call it what they've come up with because they think it's clever. So you'd call it hide and peek instead of hide and seek. Mm-hmm. And then they come up with some weird game and it wouldn't make any sense. But they're so pleased with themselves for coming up with a cool name and a twist on something.
Real life examples of this include Sting Ring, which was a very much a title first, feature second.
Yeah, we had the name. Hours.
We liked the name, and so we thought, well, how can we make that work? So obviously that would involve a ring, a phone call from Sting, the singer.
We deliberately took other people's laziness and then thought, well, let's deliberately do it. So what we did was this. We asked the listeners, you, out there in listenerland, you come up with the name of a feature, we will do the work. You don't even need to have an idea. All you need is a name. Now, one of my favourites that came up years and years ago, and I quote this every time, we'd never done it, and I don't believe we ever will, was Sick or Soup. Now, you don't need to come up with a game, because the name says it all.
My favourite was Put Joss in a Box.
Yeah.
That's it.
The other one that was a great name that we never did, unfortunately, although we planned to, was Wooden Spoonie. And obviously this is when DJ Spoonie was working at Radio 1, and the idea was going to be that what we would do is we would edit Spoonie in to popular TV shows. So, for example, we take an EastEnders script and then take out Ian Beale and put in Spoonie reading those lines in a very wooden way.
Yeah.
Which would have worked. It was a good title, and we made a feature out of it.
So we wanted to text in 81199 and start your text with the word idea in big letters and capital letters. In big letters, look at me, I'm nine. In capital letters. And then put the name of your feature and your name on and where you're from. Okay? Now, as I said, it could be, the title could be very self-explanatory.
Yep.
For example, you might come up with a feature called Trifle or Slap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we blindfold you and we either feed you a nice spoonful of trifle or we slap you around the back of the head. So that's self-explanatory.
Yep.
Or it could be just a name and you have no idea what the feature would be or what the actual game would be, such as Giraffe Attack.
Yes.
You just like the name Giraffe Attack. Yeah. And then we would then, if we like the name, we would then come up with the game. So the idea is that you come up with a name, we'll come up with a game, and we'll try them on the air.
Yeah.
Now, generally, they're one-hit wonders or one-miss wonders.
I mean, Fire at Will came out of this same ideas process as well, didn't
it? Fire at Will, Dizzy Lizzy, and one of our favourites, Bang Will's Head Against the Studio Window, which was our producer at the time. We put him in a crash helmet and we banged his head against the studio window. That wouldn't be allowed these days.
No.
Do you know the climate has changed?
Yeah. It would have had to be Bang Matt's head against the studio window or Bang
with
Alan's
a safety helmet.
Provided it all been complied.
By the way,
81199 is the text number. 81199.
Don't bother if it's too rude, we can't use it. So although it's funny to you, you can't make a feature out of what I'm seeing in front of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me have a little look.
I thought of one. Tina Arena.
Right. Again, nice name.
So we could send Tina...
Well, we don't know what it is, then we'd have to come up with it, you see?
Dick or Dom.
Again,
it's a good
the two options, I'd go with Tina Arena.
Oh, I thought you could say I'd go for Dom.
No. Tina Marina. Is it Reebok?
I'd vote Dom every time.
Are you in the MEN? Yes. Yeah. Brilliant. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Right, here comes some of the text messages then to get us going. Slap Matt from Trucker Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Love It or Lose It from Daz and Darby. Celebrity Foot. I do like Celebrity Foot.
Well, Celebrity Foot would be very similar to Newsfeed.
Write these down.
Oh, we're going to print off the text.
Matt, do you remember we did Newsfeet where you had to guess the feet of the newsreader? It would be like an expansion on that.
So, Celebrity Foot is from Stephen Redding.
Mm.
Sweep Up Sutty from Boomer and Kent.
Dancing on Mice.
Aled's ballads come up a lot, but we've never been able to run with it.
Ginger or Ninja.
You know how sometimes the name explains what the game would be, but sometimes the name doesn't, and you'd have to work one out. Poo or Pudding is one from Mike in London. Don't know what that would be. Fart or Tart, says Kieran. Let me have a look. Smell Adele from George in Southampton. Kit Kat Karaoke is another one.
It's nice.
Now, off the top of my head, that would be singing karaoke with as many Kit Kats you can handle in your mouth. Unbroken.
Oh, nice.
Unbroken.
Good twist.
And if you drop one or bite into one, you're out. That's got legs. Bang Dom's Head Against the Studio Window from David Lytham.
In You PJs We Trust.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Smell the Donkey.
Yeah. Boob or Ball.
Smelly Finger. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
All right. Crash Mat.
Crash Mat's good.
That's good.
That's good.
See, that could be putting me in some kind of makeshift vehicle.
Yeah.
Or we just hit him with Crash Mat.
It's similar to... We sort of had a half idea the other day about a doormat where we send you around in a sort of door-knocking challenge. Not a challenge.
A challenge.
Door-knocking challenge.
Straight or Gay? That's a good one. I mean, there might be legal ramifications for such a game.
I quite like the game behind that.
Yeah. Would you research that for us?
I'm happy to, help.
Fish or Finger? Squeal or No Squeal? Neil on the M62 says, Extractor.
Nice.
Nice. Aled Haden Bones, said Simon the Post.
Archaeological feature.
Vimto Moustache from Wildo and Blackburn. Adele or Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Adele or Abel is good.
Yeah.
You have to tell me, we're blindfolded, Dave, and I push on your head. You have to tell me if it's a bell or a laptop computer. Lesbian or Thespian, says Tony in London. Kipper or Fitter.
Mm. Lumpy or Trumpy.
Skipper Whitney says, Ping Pong Punishment.
Nice.
Ooh.
Ping Pong Punishment is nice. Bloke or Goat.
Noodle or Poodle.
Scrambled Pegs.
Find the Secret Girlfriend.
A Partridge Amongst the Pigeons. Not really got the right idea of this, Steve.
Mm. Dave in a Cave.
Hot to Trot. Anna in Bristol says, Scouse Trap.
Nice.
There you go. Something can be something in that. Chris Gets Drunk, says Tom in Liverpool.
Who Dares Spins?
Yeah.
Don't know what it is, but it's a good title. Thank you, Tom in Manchester.
Beat It or Eat It.
Mm-hmm.
Name That Toaster. Dom in Matrix, says Adam in Yorkshire.
Nice, I like that. Dress him up as Keanu Reeves.
Hippo, Pot or Moose, says Adrian in Blackwood.
Hippo, pot or moose.
So I draw something and you have to guess. Have I drawn a hippo?
A pot.
A pot of yoghurt.
Or a moose.
Or a moose.
I like that.
Sing along with Savage, says Matt on the A14.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 2,000 suggestions. I like this.
I like sing along with Savage. Or sing along a Savage.
Or we could do, actually, that's a bit of an old reference. So we could do Savage Gardens and we could get them out doing like makeovers, horticultural.
Mina to Tina.
Yeah.
Hey, Tina, you smell.
There you go.
5 points.
There you go.
Beard or weird.
The same game.
Domit or vomit. It's another one from Molly in the Lake District.
Clam Bongo. Great title.
What is happening there?
Simon in York. I like that.
Dizzy DJs. DJ Gladiators. Yep. Come Slime With Me, says nice. Darren on the Wirral. Matt in a Hat. Monkey Come, Monkey Go. I don't like the sound of Joe from Sky.
No. Just Monkey Go, thanks.
Do We Nick the Donkey, says Mark in Dundee. That's where we sent up. Don't it's from Donkey Century with a transit van.
Yeah.
I won't go into it. No, I don't want to give it away.
And a ramp.
And hay. A ramp and some hay.
So I tell you what, there's some very weird listeners out there. Paul in Norfolk, you're weird. Go, shower strangers. Now.
Wow. Wow.
Hello? What's your name? Tony. Oh, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you. Pass me the soap. Here's the conditioner.
Hey, that would be one for you, actually, Matt. We could send you out doing go-go shower strangers.
No.
Well, I think some of these are brilliant. Supermarket sleep.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's good. We all go to sleep in a supermarket.
Yeah, what we do is we Alan has to stay awake for 24 hours and then we wheel him in a shopping trolley into a supermarket and we just push him in there and leave him.
Yeah.
We could see all how long before they wake him up and drag him out of the store.
We could all try and find the best places to hide in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Can I just say, by the way, if we don't do supermarket sleep, I want to do that on the telly. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And now it's time for supermarket sleep. Alan has been asleep for 24 hours. We put you in a shopping trolley. We wheel you into the supermarket and we run off like children.
Brilliant.
That's like brilliant. That. Well, if you have any more ideas, keep them coming in. 81199. All you need to do is come up with the name of a feature and we will do the rest.
Yes. Oh, we've had loads there.
Yeah. Mm. But supermarket sleep has excited me beyond belief.
Along with clam bongo.
It'd be very Jackass. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles and this is Supermarket Sleep. Today it's Allard and Waitrose. Go!
In ones where they have a travelator, even better.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Oh.
All right, well, send in a few more texts. 81199 is our text number at Radio 1. It's 926. Do you know, I'd love to know what is happening on Radio 1 for the rest of the today, what fine programmes and broadcasters we have on, and the only way to find out is by shouting, Alan!
Coming up today on BBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock, it's Fern.
Thank you for the thousands of text messages that are still coming in. Ollie cures.
That's good.
Ollie Murs comes in, you tell him the symptoms, he tells you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Feel or no feel. Deal or no eel, or L, as Vinny in Doncaster's actually written.
Front door or back door was one that Tina saw, which is good.
Squeak, piggy, squeak, from Dan from Shoreham. Countdown cactus from Matt in Plymouth. These are all names of features, but just the name, and we will come up with the feature.
Yeah. Perfection or section. Mm. I don't think that's one I can work with.
Hair today, dom tomorrow.
Yeah. I like that.
Well, that would be.
Thank you.
Veal or no veal, says Gary in Liverpool. Flock busters, probably a sheep based feature.
A lot of these are not broadcastable.
Nope.
Lots of them.
Let me have a little look. Lee in Devon is he's gone mental. Westwood's wigs, pants dance, digger trigger, toad on the road, eel on a reel. Right,
he's gone for down the rhyming angle, hasn't he?
Yeah, they're just words that rhyme. DJs in their PJs is another one that's come in.
Find Uranus is another one here, which is
quite easy if you have the app.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You should watch the live
stargazing. It was on last night, wasn't
it? It was, yeah.
To help you find Uranus.
Millions find the ones tonight.
Millions of light years away, these galaxies, and we find them and the lights, and they're in the sky, and things can only get better, can only get better. Now I found you. Sorry, I had a flashback.
Sold to the highest Buddha, says Luke in Hinckley.
Yeah, so you have Buddha number one on a platform, Buddha number two above him, Buddha number three above him, and they all pitch.
Right.
Look at Reese's body language. He's not even the exec on the show anymore, and already he looks irritated. What's wrong with you?
He's just
done this.
Reese is saying he's enjoying the feature. But.
But what?
Time for the news.
Look at that. Right, car park catchphrases coming up. First of all, news with Dominic and Tina.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
9:38.
There are calls to change the way murder cases are dealt with. And Stuart-